Good morning.
James, talk a little bit about, after you looked at the tape, what you feel like you did better and some of the things that, that you're still working on, especially kind of maybe the nuances that you picked up from Fitz watching him.
I think, honestly, I just was ready to come back and play. As far as what I did better, I mean, I did my job, you know. It's just one game. Got to get focused on this game, you know, so that's all I got there.
James, just ask you an FSU question, if I can. You got to meet Willie Taggart when he was at USF, even went to practice, then he had a relative on the team. Just want to ask you what you think about the hire, what do you like about him taking over at Florida State?
Oh, well, he's from Florida. Coach Taggart is a great person, a great coach, and he's a great recruiter. So hopefully we can take over Florida again with his recruiting abilities.
James, the game last week, obviously the first real good test of your shoulder and arm since you went down. How did you come through, and how did you feel you were in terms of velocity and things like that?
You know, I just was really focused on being able to be back out there with the guys. me getting the opportunity to be out there and play, I just was happy about that. I wasn't thinking about nothing dealing with my body. I was just going out there trying my best to execute and try to help us get a win, just like I'm focused on doing that same thing this week.
It was the first time you guys scored on an opening drive there with a touchdown there. I mean, was that something, that kind of something, that a feather in your cap that you can take from that experience, being able to do that this year, getting off to that fast start? And it also seems like fast starts have kind of eluded you guys this year.
Yeah, we always want to start fast, and that's definitely something that we can build off of, definitely scoring on your first drive. And again, like I said, it was just a lot of emotions. We overcame a lot with having some unfortunate things come up right before the game, where some new guys had to get in there, step up, and play. So I think we just had to come out there and make a statement, and I think they helped a lot of guys confident-wise to believe in themselves and to have a good game.
To a comfort level that you've built over three seasons, but especially in the red zone. Just want to ask you about your confidence in throwing to Cam Brate and the success you guys have had there.
Well, he's one of the hardest workers out there on the field, and we have a lot of reps together. Anytime you have a mismatch in the red zone, you want to try to take advantage of it. And Cam Brate versus numerous linebackers and safeties is a huge mismatch for us.
James, one of the things that you said you learned from Fitz from watching on the sidelines was his calm demeanor when he came off the field and all that. And there have been times where at the start of the game you may have been a little too hyped. It seemed like you were incredibly calm and poised at the start of that game, and the results showed in that first drive. Is that kind of taking what you learned from Fitz and applying it? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, you can say that.
Hasn't been a typical year three for you because of the injury and the fact that you tried to play through it. But year three is a critical year for quarterbacks. I mean, where would you kind of assess where you are right now?
Well, what I'm really focused on is finishing this year. I'm not really trying to assess where I am. I just want to finish. I want to finish strong for the fans, for this team, because obviously this year hasn't turned out how we want it to turn out, but we can definitely finish strong.
James, how important is it for you specifically to show some improvement over these last four games and taking care of the football, just moving into next year in terms of building some momentum for next year?
You know, it's not really about me. You know, obviously I got to do my job, and me taking care of the football is part of doing my job, but it's really about just this whole locker room, you know, just everybody just coming together and finishing strong. You know, I think that's huge until us coming back into next season with confidence, with fire, and just finishing up strong. That's what we want to do, man. We want to get this win at home and just build from there. But it starts with this game.
James, since the New Orleans game, Levante David's kind of taken over some of the pregame speeches. Is that by design? Is that just him asserting himself as a leader? That's an area that you have kind of done, at least at the start of this season.
Well, it's really whoever wants to speak and talk to the team and address the team. You know, I haven't played. Last game was my first game back. But, you know, it's good to see different forms of leadership and different forms of communication with guys, because guys, you know, they – Some people react to different things, and I'm so happy that Levante has stepped up into that role and has done a great job.
Speaking of Levante, can you just comment on him as a leader, his style, and what you've seen from him on the field? And your Pro Bowl's coming up pretty soon. You think he'll have a good shot at making it?
Well, he definitely should. Just who he is as a person, it translates on the field. He's an unbelievable person. He's an unbelievable player, and I'm so blessed to have him on his team, man. And just his fire, his passion out there. You know why he's out there doing it, and you can just see it through his face. And you know, I'm honored to get a chance to play with guys like him, Quan, Gerald, guys like that. Just always, you know, bring you up, Mike.
As a winner, going back to high school and college, and the success you guys had last year, and I know that at your post game press conference at the end of your rookie season, you know, you were pretty peeved that you were not going to the playoffs and ending on a losing note. Where you guys were this time last year, you were in the playoff hunt. You're not there now. Can you verbalize how much that eats you up inside?
I believe everyone dislikes losing. But what can we do now about it? You know, that's all we can do. We got to focus on this game. We got to start with Detroit. And like I said, we got to – one game at a time is our main focus. You know, the year, has it gone like we wanted it to go? Of course not. You know, but even if we were 8-1 or whatever, it still wouldn't be like we wanted it. You know, our goal is always to get better. Obviously, we know that we have to get a lot better. But at the end of the day, it's about this game finishing strong.
James, coaches, players all get evaluated at the end of the season. It could be changes, could not be. How much would you like to have the consistency here in coaching and the guys around you in terms of the last four games, you can determine that as players?
Well, I think it's been a case of a lot of unfortunate events in regards of how the season has went in terms of injuries, in terms of a lot of different things. But, again, it's one game at a time. I love our coaches. I believe they have been doing a great job, and I always go by coaches coach and players play. But, again, we had a couple of injuries that probably set us back, a couple of things here and there that probably set us back. You know, we don't know ultimately what it is. All we can control is what we do from here on out. And what we're our goal is to win. And like I said, finish strong.
Do you feel any added pressure because you know there's changes in this league when teams don't win?
Absolutely not. You know, my job is to play quarterback. I've been playing quarterback for a long time, and hopefully I can continue to do that.
Last week, Coach Cutter said, I think in preparing for the Packers defense, you guys watched some tape against the Lions, and something you stepped up and said something that Matthew Stafford did on that tape, and you were just like, wow, when you weren't even specifically watching that. What do you see from him that you specifically like about his game, or is there anything from his game that you think you might be able to add to yours?
Oh, he's just a true competitor, and talent-wise, he's one of the most gifted quarterbacks in this league, so I got a lot of respect for that guy. Our defense, you know, they have to bring the A game this game. And Matt is, he's an amazing quarterback. That's why he's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in this league. So, you know, guys like that, you always try to emulate their game or try to take something away from them. And I just think his competitive nature and his talent, I don't think you really can compete with his talent. That's God-given. But he's definitely a great player.
Can you talk about what you did in your Dream Forever Foundation at Busch Gardens with those kids, and just what spearheaded that and what that day was like?
You know, I just wanted to change it up this year. I actually got some kids from Freddie Solomon's Boys and Girls Club off of Sly, and we took a trip to Busch Gardens, you know, just try to give these kids a day that they'll never forget. Provided them with some Nike gear, provided them with some Xboxes, you know, we went on some rides. I mean, it was fun, you know, and it's always good to give back to your community. And my whole thing, man, is I try to work as hard off the field as I do on the field. And those kids deserve it, you know. And my whole foundation is about, you know, providing opportunities for the disadvantaged youth. You know, if you drive down Sly and you see that area over there, you get that feel like, okay, I'm in the right place to affect some kids in some positive ways, man. So it was definitely a very memorable time for me, and I hope the kids really enjoyed it, man. And I just tried to have us there. You know, I didn't want a lot of people around. You know, I seen people at the park and stuff. They were trying to take pictures and stuff. But I was like, hey, we're with these kids, and we're having a blast. You know, I actually took one picture with a young girl who it was her birthday, and she wanted to join the crew as well. But her mom was like, come on, let's go. So it was a fun time, man, and I think – a lot of guys around here like D-Jack and Clint McDonald and Kevin and Gerald, do so much, so many great things around this Christmas time, because to me it is the most wonderful time of the year, and we get the opportunity to give back, have the opportunity to change these kids' lives for a lifetime, not just for now, but for a lifetime, and I really enjoy doing that.
Were you getting from the kids? I mean, I know we saw some of the pictures and we could see their smiles. But what kind of people?
I got excellent. They got Xboxes. They got Nike bags. They got footballs. You can only imagine the feedback that they got. I mean, it was amazing. You know, and Jenna, it's just about giving back. You know, even if some kid was not in a good mood, you know, he still takes that moment. Like, we're spending the whole day together. You know, we're Ryan. They get to have free anything from the candy store. You know, and it's just huge for them. And you know, that's what I'm all about. I'm all about just surprising people, making their day, and having fun.
Jameis, just one more thing about the Florida State situation. On his way out, Coach Fisher has kind of been vilified from the fan base. Some fans even saying that more of the success of the team during his tenure could be attributed to you, even more than Coach Fisher. How do you think he should be remembered, his tenure at Florida State?
Coach Fisher is, you know, behind Coach Bowden, you know, with all respect with him. But Coach Fisher is an amazing coach, and I think his track record speaks for that. You know, actions speak. He always says something, you know, actions speak so loud I can't even hear your words, and that's just what he is, you know. And I think we will see that at Texas A&M. You know, fans are obviously, they're gonna have their opinions, but I believe the negative opinions outshine the positive opinions. I believe everyone in Tallahassee really loves Coach Fisher. I know I do. I really love Coach Fisher, and I know I'm gonna be at Texas A&M with Mike Evans joining him down there as well. Even though I'm a Seminole, you know, that's just the love that I have for him. He's like a father to me. So anywhere he goes, you know, I don't care if he goes to Auburn, you know, I'm still gonna go there and support him, and because that's just who he is. He actually coached at Auburn too. So Coach Fisher, man, he's definitely one of the best coaches in Florida State history. You know, probably, you know, just for me, not want to get, you know, ridiculed by the Florida State fans, I gotta say he's behind Bobby. But I didn't get coached by Coach Bowden, but I got coached by Jimbo, and I love my experience at Florida State up under Coach Fisher. All right, thank you.